Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's Tad, Drex, and Kara. Drex, I was asking about that extra car seat in your car.
Yeah, well, that car seat's going to go, and I'm pretty sure the one my daughter sits in, that's going to go as well. I don't think I'm allowed to have little girls in my truck anymore.
What did you do now?
I mean, it's sad because, like, I was born to be the dad of a daughter. I was born to, like, entertain her and all her little girlfriends. That's, like, that's what makes me happy. But apparently I pulled a little stunt over the weekend, and the whole carpool dad thing is over.
According to who?
One of
the
boss.
One of the other dads. So I picked up my daughter Avery. She's six from her dance class with two other of her other little girlfriends on Saturday, and they get in the car, and immediately they're like, "Nuggets, nuggets, nuggets!"
Right.
And that chant is always playing in my head.
Right.
I'm always down for nuggets.
Speaking of language.
You're thinking, I got an excuse here.
Yeah, right.
Well, I demanded it. It was popular demand.
Just had them. I'll have more. So there's a Chick-fil-A right in front of the dance studio, and these little girls aren't stupid. They're smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know they can coerce me into it. So I'm like, all right, you guys want nuggets?
We're getting nuggets.
Daddy Drex is getting nuggets for the girls. This is how I roll. I'm the cool, fun carpool dad. So we roll around, and I order three, you know, kids nugget. Kids meals or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when they're coming in, you know, the toys you get at Chick-fil-A, you can turn those in for ice cream. Did you know that?
No.
Wait.
Oh, you didn't know that?
You get a little book or a toy,
yeah.
You can just be like, all right, instead of that or...
Right. I want ice cream. So I take out the three toys and I just give the girls their little nugget meals and I'm holding those toys for me because I like to go in and I'll exchange it. Just if I just want ice cream, I'll just go and exchange it, get me an ice cream.
You can go into Chick-fil-A 3 days after getting one of these toys, be like, hi, I have a toy I'd like to exchange for an ice cream.
Done. Just like
so
that.
So you have like a pile of little kid toys in your car for your ice cream trips?
Yeah.
You are so cheap.
It's brilliant, isn't it? So get all the girls home, and they all live on our street. So I get all the girls home, and it's not 2 minutes to when I walk into my house, I get a text message from Ella's dad, who I was driving Ella home, and it's Sean, and it says, did y'all stop anywhere before you came home? And I was like, is he like, did Ella rat me out? Did she tell her dad that I stole her toy? Like, is this really going to be...
she had nuggets. What would be the issue?
Yeah.
So I responded back, and I said, yeah, we stopped at Chick-fil-A. You know, the girls were screaming.
Demanding.
Begging me. Oh, they wouldn't let... They were crawling all over the roof of the car to get nuggets,
right.
So I had to stop and get them. He goes, well, just so you know, and obviously this isn't going to be an issue in the future, but we don't let our daughter eat fast food. Are you even a parent if you don't let your kids eat fast food? Really? You don't let your...
ever let their kid eat
never
fast food?
Eats fast food. He wasn't upset about the toy, which I thought that's what it was coming to. You stole my kid's toy. We have an issue.
Right.
Back.
My wife, like when my kid was real young, we swore never. Mm-hmm. No fast food for our kid. We're not going to feed him that garbage. Even we let our kid
right.
eat fast food. Like, now that he's a little bit older, like, he would demand the nuggets. We'd be like, all right, we're getting the nuggets. Like, he eats it. Not all the time, but it's become an issue.
Isn't it, like, anything to get the kids to eat? Like, as long as they're eating, does it matter if it's fast food or if it's homemade? Like,
essentially. Well, in my thought process, I'm talking to my wife about this. I'm like, man, Sean's like, he's really bent out of shape about this. And is this going to be, my thought process is, you restrict a kid. You say absolutely no fast food for you. When they turn 18,
they're going to
turn
into a
monster.
And they're
able to do that. Not even 18, when they're off with their friends at 15, 16, or
right?
when the cool carpool dad is coming to pick us up. Let's go to Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm.
So did that ever happen in either one of your lives where your parents were super uber strict about something, and then the minute you could, you overcompensated for it.
Now, are you asking strict about something, or are you asking strict about fast food?
Oh, it could be about fast food. It could be about anything.
About anything. They said, no, absolutely. You denied for most of your childhood.
You were not allowed. Your parents had some anti-beach propaganda that they wanted to push. And then you never got to go to the beach. Well, and now you've gone to the beach every day your entire life. You proved a point.
You're a beach bum.
You're a beach bum. You have no money.
You go the other way.
Exactly.
Right. You're just covered with baby oil.
You have all the time.
Welts all over your body from the sunburns.
Your skin looks like a baseball glove.
It's horrible. Yeah. All right. So 404-741-0985.
Yes.
We're looking for those because I don't know. It could go the other way, too. It could be denied forever, never interested. Mm. Tried the beach, wasn't interested.
Come on.
I'm going to stay out of the sun. I don't like it. Brian in Sandy Springs.
Well, I wasn't denied anything. We were at a Halloween party back at Halloween, and my wife and I were sitting there at a table, and this couple that were super uber granola, all organic, brought the veggie and dip tray instead of something fun to the party with snacks and everything. Their kids were wondering, hey, mommy, can we have a red velvet cupcake or the brownie bites or anything like that? And the mother was constantly on them about, no, Susie, you can't have this. You've got to have, you know, 6 carrot sticks and then, you know, naming all these vegetable rounds. And the kids were like, you know, wah, wah. But then the kids go outside running and the mother walks over and just double fists brownie bite stuck in her mouth. And the father walks over and grabs a red velvet cupcake and stuff it in. And they look over and realize we're watching them because we heard the whole thing going on. And the look on their face was priceless. Where,
oh, it's great.
They're no longer the organic king and queen. They're like, oh, shoot.
I love that, dude.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.